From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our broadcast today. It's always a privilege for me to host the Let the Bible Speak programs as the Lord's servants preach forth the Word of God. I'm reminded of a verse in the book of Psalms, Psalm 126, which says, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." And there's no greater joy than that of the soul winner. And the Bible reminds us that he that winneth souls is wise. So it's our prayer that if you're not already saved by the grace of God, that you'll come to trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's continuing his series in the Gospel of Mark.
Hello everyone. It's my privilege and pleasure to welcome you all to our morning Gospel program. I hope that you're making a regular habit of tuning in. And furthermore, I hope that what you hear helps to brighten your day. We're studying the Gospel of Mark in our morning programs, and this morning we're going to look at the conversion and call to the Gospel ministry of a man called Levi. And we'll turn right away to Mark chapter 2, and we'll read the verses 13 to 17. Verse 13 then, "And he went forth again." That little word reminds us of how frequently the Saviour was always going about his Father's affairs. "He went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted unto him, and he taught them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom," that's the place where the taxes were collected, "and said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house," that is, Levi's house, "many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Amen, and may God bless this reading from his holy word. We're going to have Al McGill now singing to us, "Now I Belong to Jesus."
Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. Thank you.
floods my soul, for Jesus has saved me. Freed me from sin that long had enslaved me. His precious blood he gave to redeem. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity.
Not for the years of time alone.
As we turn to the verses that I read earlier, I want to speak to you today about a most unlikely convert. His name was Levi. Levi was a tax collector. Now, in the Bible, the tax collector, or the publican, that's another name for them. Many people, when they read about publicans in the Bible, they get the mistaken notion that they're talking about someone who either owns or runs a pub. Well, they're not. A publican in the Bible was a tax collector, a public servant. And Levi was just such a person. And he was sitting by the receipt of custom, we are told in verse 14, that's the place where he did his business. It would have been an open-air spot in probably the town square or near the gates of the city. And that's where they would the local tax collector would set up a stall, as it were, and people would come and pay their dues. Well, it was as he was engaged in this business that Christ called him. Praise God, the Lord can speak to men anywhere. It's not a matter of church. It's not a matter of him speaking to us in a religious environment. But he can speak to us anywhere. He can speak to us in the most unlikely of circumstances. I recall a man who was converted down in our part of the country, and he was in a pub drinking when I was conducting an open-air service across the street. And somebody in the pub, when I began my open-air meeting, somebody went to the door and they slammed the door and they said, "We don't want to listen to that fellow." And you know, it was the very slamming of the door and what that man had done that caused that other man who was standing by the bar drinking to begin to think about matters. And God made him to think and to think and to think, and finally he set down his drink and he left the pub, and he got no rest or peace until he came along to our meetings the following Lord's Day. Sometime after that, by the grace of God, he was converted. God can speak to men in the most unusual of circumstances, and perhaps even today. Maybe you're traveling in your car. Maybe you're sitting at home. Maybe you have just come across this program, as it were, by accident, and you're listening in to God's Word. You had no intention this morning of engaging in such an activity, but here you are listening to God's Word. May God speak to you today. May God speak to you today. What did the Savior say to this man, Levi? He said unto him, "Follow me." That wasn't exactly a long sermon. Perhaps there's a lot of people who would say, "Well, I wish my preacher would preach sermons as short as that." Well, I tell you, I wish I could preach sermons as powerful as that, irrespective of the length of it. The Savior said two words to this man, "Follow me." You know, following Jesus is the very essence of the gospel. That's what it's all about. following Jesus. It's not going to church. It's following Jesus. It's not saying prayers. It's following Jesus. It's not carrying a Bible around. It's following Jesus. It's not keeping company with certain people. It's following Jesus. It's not belonging to a certain denomination. It's following Jesus. Keeping your eyes upon Him. Endeavoring to imitate Him. That's what it is to be a Christian. Follow me, said the Lord Jesus Christ. And though this was spoken to this man Levi in the midst of his business, in the midst of all his human activities, that's exactly what he did. It says that he arose and followed him. He just got up from his business and followed the Lord Jesus. You know, there is transforming power in the words of the Lord Jesus. In a matter of moments, that man who was one of that band of individuals in the Scriptures, noted for their greed and their corruption, for such was the reputation of the publicans. But in a moment his heart was divorced from his business and divorced from his love of money, and he began to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Quickly, let me show you something else where my time is going. Notice Levi's confession of Christ. That is, he owned Christ immediately as his Savior, because he brought the Savior to his house and he prepared a meal for him. It was a confession of Christ that began in his own home. Oh, if a man claims to be a Christian but doesn't show it first in his own home, he's no Christian. But here's a man, and he owns Christ in his own home. He brings Christ home with him. It was a most happy occasion, for it was a meal. And notice how he invited neighbours and friends in. The house was filled, because Levi was anxious that others meet his Saviour. And let me just close by having you notice that while there were those who complained about Christ eating with such as a publican, the Saviour's answer was, why? This is the sort of person I have come to meet, come to save. Verse 17, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I repeat the words of Paul. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Oh, Christ, save sinners. May you trust him today.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.